right, here we go again. We're back with another weekly Mint Sauce Chronicles. Hope everyone's in good health. Seems like a long time since we've done one of these, so I'm looking forward to this. I've been away for about 10 days. Thanks for all the emails and kind comments. I always do this, but I'm going to say it again anyway. Format is simple because we do get emails about it. We release 4 shows a month, about 2 hours long each show. Shows will be released every Saturday. Members get the full podcast, which is, again, 2 hours long, plus their ability to download on the website, and non-members get part one. Memberships are just £2 a month, that's it, because people do ask me that as well. You can join monthly, quarterly, or annually. All new shows will be released on a Saturday, and podcasts are always available at sheepfound.co.uk. We also put part one on Podomatic that distribute them far and wide to Spotify, Amazon Music, Audible, Google Podcasts, and Apple. We're on Apple now, I do believe. To Apple. Like I say, the PayPal situation. I'm still getting emails to this. People say to me, I watch every show you do, and my account's been turned off. PayPal, how do I pay on PayPal? I'm thinking, well, you don't watch every show we do then, do you? Because well, no, otherwise you'd know, because every show, I always say that PayPal and their PayPal Mafia, interesting name that, the PayPal Mafia banned us. So reason you can't join annually on PayPal, last year when we set up in May, people that join annually, obviously it's come to renewal now, so May, June, July, August, and I think September when they cut us off, anybody who joined annually in them will not be able to rejoin annually again. And the reason is because it glitched the system when they turned it off. You can join monthly and quarterly, but not annually. Basically, you can't rejoin on the same plan as last year, but it's only affecting annual people because that's the ones that are coming up for renewal. And once September gets out of the way, hopefully it'll be plain sailing. If you want to rejoin annually, you'll have to email me at info@sheepfarm.co.uk and I'll have to delete your old account so you can start again. That's the easiest way of doing it. But you can join monthly or quarterly, right? The Sheep Farm shop is open. Chris has put some new designs on there, Super Sheep or whatever we're calling the character. Delivery times are about 7 working days, I do believe. Yeah, and that's about it, really. What with me tonight, as usual, is our binocular nostrils.
Good evening.
See you swilling tonight.
Good evening. I've got a bottle of Rioja for me. I've run around like a mad lunatic to just sit here at 8 o'clock, as usual. Get the child to bed, run around.
Yeah, hectic life, innit?
But to be fair, people might not listen to the beginning. They might skip forward fight when they're listening
to it. I'm just wasting 5 minutes of my life there, aren't I?
No. But I mean, they might think I've heard that before and just skip it. You don't know.
Yeah, I've heard that before, so I'll totally ignore it. And then I'll email him and say, why PayPal accepted me, buddy?
I've done it. I've joined up to places and it's been it's nothing of their fault and of just being a thick knobhead.
Yeah. Do you know what? I was just going to say that.
Yeah, I'm sure you were.
You just took the word right out of my mouth there, Chris. I've been putting these Don't Believe the Matrix compilations on. Have you seen any of them?
Yeah. Yeah, I watched one.
They're hard to watch, I've got to say. They're hard to watch.
They are hard to watch. It's a good idea, though, because it's mainstream and you're not going to get into trouble for it. But it needs to be documented, doesn't it?
I think so. I think some of these videos need to be put together just to show the full picture of a lot of things.
Because otherwise, all that stuff will just vanish into the ether and no one will. You'll forget. We'll forget. Everyone will forget.
Yeah, I want to do it so
nasty it got.
Yeah. How friendly it all was.
Yeah, how nasty it was. Insanity.
Yeah.
We went through that, watching all that. I was going to work, so people telling me that they believed it, and I had to just say that. It was very, very strange times, man.
There are a few people now, though, saying, and we'll use John Campbell as one of them, who seems to be getting pretty angry about him being...
You stop calling Nurse Gladys now.
He's got a bit of me respect. do you know what wound me up about John is through when the nonsense started, his videos started popping up, right? And I listened to him. I thought, it might be somebody talking out about it. That's why it's popping up. No, he weren't. He were talking about how dangerous it all was and you should stay in and all this type of stuff. And then when the jabs come out, fantastic, we're all getting jabbed. You need to go for your jab, pushing. That's, I think, why. Because I did actually look at him prior and I couldn't watch it. I didn't even realise he'd changed.
Yeah. I looked back at some of his old ones and he was genuinely excited, that fella.
Yeah, he was.
You know, he was rubbing his hand together. It's strange that he popped up at the beginning of it. Do you think it was because he was selling it that they let him get loads of
Well, the
traction?
algorithm picked up on it and that's where he got the traction from.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Do you think he got put out? Like you said, it pops up. Why would it pop up on your thing? You never heard of
well,
it,
I mean, because the algorithm now does not. If you remember in the early days of YouTube.
Like a reversed version of being shadow banned, I suppose.
Yes,
You just
the opposite. Accelerated.
You get boosted, yeah.
Yeah, and rooster boosted. And if you remember in the early days of YouTube, or going back 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years, if you were watching all these people, all their videos used to pop up, and all videos like them used to pop up as well. So all you got were like conspiratorial videos. Now you don't get any. You'll get
and
bloody.
I get occasional conspiratorial and cute cats and stuff.
You don't even get the
Watches.
people you subscribe to.
That's true. Yeah, you don't. Occasionally, sometimes.
Yeah. Not that I really watch much now. I do watch some people. I've started watching Matt Sergio's videos on his Conspiracy Media channel.
I need to watch them. I haven't watched them yet.
His latest one's fantastic. He did. It's about 3 hours long. He did a from January to July. He walked around Bloomsbury in London, around Tavistock and things like that, and talked about each individual where they lived and stuff. Quite in-depth bit of research there, and also it's feet on the ground type of thing, showing pointing a camera and showing one of them blue plaques on the wall, saying this was Tavistock, and this was this and that was that.
There's plenty of them in Cambridge.
There's plenty of them in Cambridge, yeah. Yeah. So
I don't think we've done one since we did those with Mark and Matt, have we?
No, well, last week I released the latest Huxley one because I was away last week in France. In fact, I don't know how I made it back. I mean, I'm surprised I didn't evaporate with that warm.
I know.
I'm only joking.
Flank so close to the sun, spice plane didn't melt.
Yeah, I know. It's in olden days, they used to call it summer.
Yeah.
Now, which we'll talk about in a minute, now it's a terrifying experience, apparently. And like we said, I think in the last one we did, why can't they just embrace it? Let's just say the mantra is that it is getting warmer. Let's say in reality they knew that this cycle, El Nino, that it was going to get warmer. So they can then say...
It hasn't got any warmer.
No, let's just say it, right?
All right.
But I'm sure there are cycles where it does get warmer and colder and warmer and colder.
Yeah, of course they are.
Even mini cycles, right?
Well, we've seen that in our lifetime, fact. When we were younger, we used to have snowdrifts up to our windows, upstairs windows.
To your nostrils.
To your nostrils. And summers used to be hotter and earlier. And I remember, literally, I remember going to school once and it was September and it was still warm. And I remember thinking, I've never known this before. Which it didn't mean it's global warming. It just means it's a change. It's a shift in...
Well, again, they're using generic words. Like global warming, climate change.
Yeah.
What happened when, let's just say, the Ice Age started melting? What happened then? Were it global cooling? Or global
dinosaurs
warming.
Farting.
Yeah. were it global cooling or global warming?
Or just global happening.
Yeah, global happening. Yeah. And everything's got to be because of humans, dastardly humans. It's your fault, you peasants. You ordered plastic bags and burgers and all other shite that everybody produces.
Plastic straws.
Yeah.
You evil bastard.
Well, we're on holiday, right? They were using cardboard straws. They used cardboard. So when we were kids, right, cardboard, you were cutting rainforests down. Now it's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Like diesel and petrol.
Yeah.
One dinosaur fuel and another dinosaur fuel, you know.
Now it's sea's just full of plastic.
The sea's full of plastic.
Instead of blaming us, they should go after the manufacturers.
I don't know how Jeff Bezos' super yachts get through all that plastic in the sea. He just had two super yachts made as Jeff Bezos. One of them's 100-meter... plus sailing yacht, second biggest sailing yacht ever made, I think it is, or luxury sailing yacht. But he's also, Chris, right, just to save fuel, he's got what they call a support yacht. And a support yacht has got an helicopter landing pad. You need an helicopter landing pad when you're saving the world. And all the tenders and toys on it. And I think it holds 36 staff members. Yeah, because so, obviously you need jugglers and all sorts of stuff if you're boarding the sailing ship. And what that support yacht does, it brings everything with the sailing ship that you can't fit on the sailing ship.
It's like
In
they knew.
future, they might have a support yacht because obviously you can't get all the helicopters, toys, seaplanes, and stuff
Like
like
a
that on.
Russian doll of yachts.
Yeah, of yachts. Yeah, I mean, and why wouldn't you if you're a cross-eyed billionaire?
It's funny when you think that, like Bezos, like you're talking about, when you think about it, people like him, like with all that, they're like the modern day knights or
Rockefeller.
kings, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like the kings, you know, with an entourage of loads of bullshit that they don't really need, you
Yeah.
know, dropping grapes in their mouths or Caesars and stuff like that in
Yeah.
ancient Rome. They're the new version of it, aren't they, I suppose?
Well, again, I mean, he's a young global leader, was Bezos. And I'm not saying that means everything, but he was a young global leader or a world leader of tomorrow. His business was CIA linked. A lot of these companies, these tech companies, were CIA linked, as we've shown in other programs, in other podcasts. He now has this massive super yacht, which I wish I could go on it. Looks lovely. Flies around the world. And I saw an interview with Bill Gates. I couldn't put it on one of those Matrix ones because it had a it, the BBC one where it's not the BBC as taxpayers, it's a private company of a
All
BBC
right, so, yeah,
interviewing. So there's a
different
copyright
BBC.
onto it. Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
remember.
It's really BBC, but it's not the
It's not
BBC.
BBC, it is, yeah.
Yeah. And he was, Bill Bitchtits was saying that, you know, the guy that this interviewer asking really tough questions for his 50 million quid he's put in. He said something like, "Don't you think it's a bit contradictory, you hypocritical, telling people about climate change and then flying around on a private jet?" And Bill Gates in his squeaky voice says, "Well, no, because we're rich, we can put more into carbon offsetting."
Is that what he said?
Well,
Because we're
it was
rich.
the words to that point, because we're these people aren't rich. Let's get the
No,
richer
they're
than rich of
fucking
the rich,
mental
right?
out there.
They're
They're
insane
mental.
because he puts that much into carbon footprinting, right?
Right.
Offsetting that means he can fly around in his plane. That's fine then, but because
Right.
you're a peasant and you can't do that,
Yeah.
and anything you do to try and offset doesn't count
He's making it
because you
worse,
don't own the
peasant.
BBC. Yeah,
You might as well kill yourself, you peasant.
I'm having this conversation with somebody the other day who I sort of know from through business and stuff, and I said, "Yo, blah blah blah," and I said, "Yeah, but you're still a peasant," and he went, "It would devastated." And I said, "Look, we're just more fortunate peasants. We're still peasants because when they put that boot down, we'll be under it. End of.
Look, I'd love to see a
Whether you like it or
montage.
not." I said, "In 2020, right, could you go out?" And he went, "No." I said, "What the fuck did your money do for you then?"
Love to
"Nothing."
put a montage together of all these people walking
Yeah.
backwards,
I said,
opening the car door
"Did they
behind
close
them.
your business down?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Did they close your business down?" "Yes." "Right, so what did your money do then?" "Did you shit yourself?" "Yes." "Were all your workers on furlough?" "Yes." "So what did it do for you?" "Nothing. Didn't do anything for you. Zilch." And yeah, we're just, people are just, we're all peasants, sadly. And a peasant, really, I'd say Bill Gates, possibly a peasant. There's probably billionaires out there that are peasants. They're not in the club. That's
Know what
what
you mean,
I think of a peasant, is not in the club. Not somebody with money.
They
They're
haven't
not
been
in the
given the
club.
information. They haven't been given the correct information, basically.
Yes. They're not in the club. They're messing. Some of
To
them are high up
avoid.
messengers. Some have just made a lot of money and they're not in the club. Yeah. They're just not in the club. And
Think they
yeah,
are.
I think they are, but they're not. And when I tell these people, when I talk to these people like that and tell them it that way, they're very disappointed because
I'm
they
happy being
actually
a peasant.
think they do think they're in the club. Do you know what?
Yeah.
I'm not happy or unhappy. That's who we are.
Yeah.
It's irrelevant whether I'm happy or unhappy. That is who we are. Get with it.
I'd rather be a peasant than in their club, put it that way.
That's not me trying to bring anybody down or us down or anybody down. And I say peasant, that's yeah, we're
No,
the
I know what you mean.
underlings. We're the
I know
underlings.
what you mean. It's a terminology you've used for a while.
Well, also, Chris, right, from the bloodline stuff that we've been doing. I mean, when we're doing the next Orwell one, that's going to be the bloodline stuff. We aren't of that bloodline. We're not of that. We're not include, and I don't know why it's Orwell. I mean, the bloodline might say, yeah, we can see why, but why him? There'd be other people with a bloodline like that. Why they've chosen him? Why they've chosen Tony Blair? Why they've chosen Jeff Bezos? Why are these people allowed to do these things and push forward? and other people aren't, who have just got as many skills, if not more.
Hmm.
So we don't
Speaking
know
of
the answers
bloodlines,
to that. We can think of
speaking
we
of
know the answer.
bloodlines, Matt Devlin sent us a thing about Cal Cox today. I think you could put you. He looks more like your brother than I do.
He does a bit, yeah.
Yeah, just a shade darker, but it looks just like you.
Yeah, he's full though, isn't he? We're only parts book.
Yeah,
only parts book. So yeah, Jeff Bezos got a new super yacht and going around Europe. In fact, I'm surprised them sails aren't on fire. I bet he didn't put them up because it's that hot there in the Mediterranean. I think he were in Mallorca.
Speaking of that, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I worked with a chef about a year ago, and in the lockdowns, he escaped and he got to Portugal, and he was cooking for private chefing for, you know, very well off folk, and he said it didn't even touch him; they were unaffected by lockdowns. I can't remember who he was cooking for. I think it was footballers. People had brass, plenty of brass, but
I mean, in fairness,
he said they were virtually untouched. It didn't affect them all.
But in fairness, most people a lot of people we know
didn't
went
affect
on
me,
in 2020.
To be fair.
No, but went on
well,
in 2020.
My missus did. Yeah, you just had to be willing to go through the test, didn't you?
Testing and mask wearing if you wanted to go.
I wasn't willing to do that.
No,
but to
I.
be fair, it didn't affect me because I still went out on my bike. I did, you know. The only thing was there was nothing to do because everything was shut.
Well, my daughter lives in Manchester, as you know, so it's a 40-minute drive and a 40-minute drive back, and I went every week all the way through. Yeah. All the lockdowns, and it was just deserted. Everything was deserted. Didn't get stopped.
Kind of pleasant in a weird way.
Yeah.
The only thing I didn't do was go down to London one Christmas.
Yeah.
Because I did get the. I didn't want to get pulled over in a print car. I thought maybe they were going to do that. They probably didn't. But I thought
they probably didn't. You were talking about a film release called Oppenheimer.
No, well, I like to. It's interesting having these conversations. I mean, I go out to work in the kitchen and I work with a lot of youngsters and some of them are interested in, you know, they've got a slightly conspiratorial direction in the mind, I think, but not really, not when they get chatting to me. I don't walk backwards like you, I'm a bit more approachable.
You're not going to reverse.
No. But, one of the young lads at work said, are you going to watch Oppenheimer? I said, that propaganda film about nuclear war? Because, I mean, that's what it is, isn't it? I mean, they're bringing that out just as they're talking about possible nuclear wars, you know. It's funny, actually. I was thinking about this today. I was scared to death of nuclear bombs when I was a kid. And we've talked about this before because of those films, you know, and hearing your parents talk about it. I mean, it affected a whole generation.
That's what the propaganda were about, wasn't it? Terrifying.
That's what the propaganda were about.
More trauma-based.
And I was looking at it again today and I was thinking, even if nuclear bombs are real, as they say, which is probably doubtful, I would say. I don't know if it is, but it probably is. I wouldn't be as scared because what are you going to do? You know what I mean? We're only here for a certain amount of time. Are you going to spend the rest of your life shitting yourself over something that might happen? I mean, that's where they got us over the last few years. And that's what they're doing again. They're continuing it with that, aren't they?
Hmm.
Terrifying. I mean, the things that people have got to be scared of now, I mean, it's ridiculous. But that Oppenheimer film made by a serious director, Christopher Nolan, serious actor, that guy with big blue eyes, forget his name, Cillian Murphy. A serious film about nuclear bombs coming out right now when they're talking about nuclear bombs.
Well, again, tens of thousands of these scientists apparently in America and they kept it all secret.
He showed a bit. I watched the trailer today and they built a town, didn't they, to keep them all. We need to keep them with the families, otherwise. And again, though, they're putting all this down like Darwin or Einstein or all down to one man, this one guy. Just did it all. Yeah. The world doesn't work like that, does it?
How did he do it with no Deliveroo? Or Uber Eats?
But the point we were talking about today, right, and I mean, I don't know, what do you think? I looked today, and apparently since 1945, they've set off 2,000 nuclear bombs, atom bombs or whatever.
Bollocks.
Now, according to TV and what you hear, if a bomb goes off, then it radiates an entire area for hundreds of thousands or whatever years, and you can't ever go there again. So if they set off 2,000 of these things, I mean, some of them were underground, some of them were overground, some were in water. But then even Hiroshima, why is anyone living there? How can they be living there?
Just a miracle, Chris.
I mean, am I being stupid? I don't know, but your
well,
first
no,
set of
because
2,000
it didn't
of them.
actually land in Hiroshima, did it? It landed 2,000 foot up or something like that above Hiroshima and blew Hiroshima to bits. There's no crater or anything like that when Big Boy
Well,
landed.
do you think that's why they did the above? Because you couldn't make the bloody
There's no
Akira
crater.
style
Yeah, no crater.
massive crater.
Just torched it. But also, going back to global climate warming change, why is it, and as the carrier bag that's caused all this and the plastic straw, and yet they've released 2,000 atomic bombs.
I know. Well, and
Cause
also,
apparently cause weather changing, life changing disasters.
they're burning fucking fuels out there. So it's the same thing. And also, why is
Why
it
aren't they
never
being blamed
questioned?
though? Why are 2,000
Exactly.
nuclear bombs being blamed for
Yeah.
global climate
Stop setting
warming?
bombs off.
Yeah.
Instead of blaming cows,
Yeah. Why
stop
is it
setting
cows
bombs off.
farting? I mean, when you
And
look at it like that, you think.
it's insane, isn't it? It's insane. And also, like we've said before, these constant rockets getting launched into fake space.
Yeah.
What, they're burning off more than anybody. Do they offset that and plant loads of trees every time they do it?
Well, yeah,
It's
they offset it,
madness.
Chris. It's offset.
Because they're rich, they can
Yeah.
offset it, right?
Well, when he cranks his super yacht up and his Learjet, which I've no problem with, like they can have 10 super yachts, 10 Learjets for me. I wouldn't mind one
Don't
myself.
give a
Thank you very
shit.
much. Don't care at all. It's not through jealousy this at all. I'd have a
In
super
fact,
yacht.
the
They're
guy who
lovely.
owns
I'm watching them
Amazon,
in.
because I do use Amazon. The guy who owns it should have a yacht.
Yeah,
Because
a bit
I find
disappointing
it
if he
quite
didn't have a
convenient.
yacht.
I find it quite convenient.
However,
Sorry, everyone,
don't
but I
try
do
and.
use Amazon.
Yeah, but where can anybody buy the stuff from?
I don't know.
I
I'm
would
just.
I wouldn't I know somebody who's banned Amazon being delivered in the business, right?
Right.
But then they go watch football, or they go use the mobile phone, or
Cinema,
it's
mobile
irrelevant.
phone,
It's irrelevant.
TV.
Yeah, you
Well,
can
like
pick
you
on
always
one
say,
thing.
you always say you're in the system. There's no way out of it at this point
Being
in
it, not
time
of it.
until it goes Mad Max. Exactly.
Yeah.
Until hopefully it doesn't go Mad Max. But if it goes Mad Max, then you won't be in the system because there
Yeah.
won't be a system.
No. You might be in the system or the cistern. But I mean, a bit, all these films like that Oppenheimer, I mean, these films aren't small budget films.
And years to make, I would imagine.
Yeah, but you know what, the screenplay sometimes are knocking around for years. They're waiting,
Yeah.
it could take 2 or 3
I
years to
think
get
that
the
one
script together.
yeah. Well, anyway, I said this stuff to that guy, lad at work. He's a lovely lad. And I said, I think it's all bollocks, mate, the nuclear thing. And he said, and he looked at me and he went, do you know this? He said, do you know there's three nuclear bombs missing in the world? And I went, oh, really? Where did you see that? With buzz eyes, as I said it.
Yeah.
And he laughed at me. But I'm like, man, just have another look when you see him talking about it. When
You
you see
think
these
if
films,
these
when you see
nuclear
him
bombs are
talk
that
about the
dangerous, do you
Ukraine
think they
war,
just lose 3 of them?
I know. How?
It's not your fucking car
Well,
keys. Whoever put my
where did you put
nuclear
that
bomb
bomb? Where'd that bomb
up?
go?
And have you seen my car keys and my credit card?
Well, you should have tidied it up yourself, shouldn't you?
You should have put it away. It's in that top drawer. Next to your Beyond Borg shorts.
But I was saying to him about the Ukraine thing. I mean, yeah, I don't know if he listens to me, but I plan. He still asks me questions about things. I think he's always interested in my opinion. So all you can do is try, can't you? Plant little nuggets in these youngsters' minds, you know?
The lost nukes. I mean, it's just nonsense,
But
isn't
he
it?
immediately reeled that story off. So that he's got that story for a reason, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Because he's been given that story, like any story. And I mean, I'm literally at a point now that I don't believe anything, anything at
No,
all.
I've got to say, you struggle to accept anything in mainstream because it's getting more and more ridiculous, isn't it?
But also, they've ramped up the bullshit, haven't they? Because, and you find, everyone gets invested in these stories like five millionaires dying in a submarine. I'm not being rude, and it's horrible if someone perished. It really is. But I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got my own shit to do with. I
Yeah.
don't care.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone's, oh, you know,
Well, I
out
mean, here,
the, yeah.
look,
It was a horrible, if it's horrible if someone died, it
well,
really is.
I don't know
And,
what extreme things. If you're, how can I say, hang gliding off top of Alps, right? Or climbing up Everest,
you're risking your life.
you can't go, oh no, don't tell me something went wrong, because something could go wrong on that one, because you're really pushing the boundaries. Likewise,
Pushing the
if you're going
boundaries.
down in a tin
In a
foil
tiny
submarine
submarine,
that shouldn't go
yeah.
down that deep to start with, you are pushing the boundaries. And
if you're on a plane going to
Torremolinos
on holiday and it goes down, that's tragic. Cause, you know,
no, but that'd be global climate warming change. That's got nothing to do with that. That's to do with heat.
Rivets melt an airplane.
No, but you've flown through, Chris, that heat. You've flown through it.
That blood red heat, just blood red.
Yeah, just flowing through it, flowing into that blood red haze. That's what it looked like when I looked out a window coming back on plane. Just that red, just all Europe were just red.
Blade Runner.
Just a blaze. A blaze. Well, I've been getting a few emails recently about Lyme disease. And, you know, it gets me thinking I really need to do something on this because Richie Allen apparently had somebody on tonight who got Lyme disease. I noticed a few stories being emailed about people with Lyme disease.
I read one today about some supermodel having Lyme disease.
Yeah.
But do you know what I thought when I saw that article for it? Are they reselling Lyme disease? Because it was almost like you had, it was an undiagnosed illness that people were shouting about, but no one was listening. Now all of a sudden it's become a thing. And the symptoms are very similar to the
lung divot.
Arm spear. Yeah.
Mm.
I also read an article
lung divot,
today.
Which is another symptom of the arm spear.
I also read an article today and it said, is lung divot caused by small blood clots?
Yeah.
Lung divot. Yeah. I mean, let's cover every base here, you know what I mean? Might as well.
Yeah. But the thing is, right, I've heard people say, well, I got tested on a bioresonance machine and I tested positive for Borrelia, which is what they say causes Lyme disease. Now, whether that's true or not, I'm not even interested in that part. Borrelia is a relative of syphilis, it's a cousin of syphilis, so it's a parasite, but they call it a bacteria. That's why they give you antibiotics if you say you've got Lyme disease. Now, some people show a lot of symptoms. I showed a lot of symptoms. Some people don't show a lot of symptoms, and some people show miles more symptoms than I did. And some people are bedbound and can't get out of bed, etc. Maybe stuff I were doing naturally or using at home and things stopped me going that bad. But it were pretty fucking bad, I've got to say. And some people could test positive, but they've got no symptoms at all. Might get an headache every now and again or something like that. So you've got to understand, you've got people walking around saying, well, I've got Lyme disease now, I ain't that bad. You know, everyone's in a place where, you know, some people couldn't be jab damaged and just have a sore arm, for argument's sake. Some people could be jab damaged and be totally fucked. Yeah. And Lyme disease is very similar.
The article I read, in fact, it was quite interesting because it was I can't remember her name, but it was some supermodel and she was 20, I think 26. Yeah. And she said she'd had Lyme disease since 2012.
Yeah.
But now it hit her really bad and it showed her in bed with a drip in her arm.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, yeah, it looks a bit sus to me, to be fair.
Well, whether it's sus, I don't know. I can't speak for whoever that were. But I know the treatments that they're giving people, the mainstream treatments, are high doses of antibiotics. So that and Lyme is a little bit similar to, can be similar to malaria. I won't say it is, but can be similar to malaria, where you don't seem to have any symptoms, then it comes back, and then it seems to disappear, then it comes back worse again, and so it can be a little bit like that as well. Maybe people get, and people say, again, I'll come back to that terrain versus germ theory, where people say, well, bacteria don't cause it because I'm a terrain theorist. And people who are germs, it's bacteria that caused it. But they're both theories in the end of the day, and they've been theories for 150 years.
Mm.
My view is that if there are people out there making biowarfare weapons, using growth-modified mosquitoes or weaponized ticks, then it might be something totally different. They might say it's a parasite, for argument's sake, but the parasite might be growth modified and shoved inside a bloody tick that's a delivery system. That makes it totally different. Mm. I know people who have been bitten and have had no symptoms whatsoever. I know people who have been bitten the day after they're bedbound.
And by what?
Physically, no, by a tick. Yeah.
I react really badly if I get bitten by anything. I get massive welts.
I went on holiday last year to Croatia and it was like they were fucking flying crocodiles. Absolutely. I've got marks, scars on my arms, where these things were, like bloody chicken pox.
Yeah.
This year, been to the south of France, I didn't get bitten at all yet, but wife's been bitten several times, you know?
Yeah. I remember seeing one in Italy once, land on me.
I only did it while she was asleep, though. Hey, no, joking.
I remember seeing one land on me in Italy, and it just looked like a fly.
Yeah.
A bit different looking. And I literally saw its pincers just took a chunk of flesh off me.
Yeah.
When you're watching, I was like, "Hey, bastard!"
Well, some of these, the reason they use ticks in this germ warfare was because the tick has this thing that comes out like a tube,
and it releases
something that's like a painkiller. It numbs your arm. You don't feel it.
Yeah, it's antiseptic.
You don't feel it. And so now, if they're inducing toxins into people, some people are going to be more susceptible to them. Some aren't. Now, Plum Island, this was done on Plum Island. It was done Fort Detrick. All these labs like that. I think there were Rocky Mountain Lab as well, in the UK at Porton Down. Ironically, at Porton Down, where they were running Operation Cauldron from, which was a similar sort of operation. That's where all the tests go to in Britain. So if you think you've got Lyme disease, they test you. You could make this shit up, Chris. Honestly, might as well send it to a place that poisons people.
You'd almost think that they may be monitoring their efforts.
Could be.
But what they need to do is get the UK, it's
well renowned in the UK that the testing is insignificant, right? Now, so you can get tested. And they use a test, I forget what it's called now. Anyway, they use a test. It's like a PCR test. And if you don't test positive for that, then that's it. But if you test positive for that, they send you for another test, which is an Elysia test. And if that goes to Porton Down. And if you test positive for that, then you've got Lyme disease. So you've got to get through two hurdles of a shit test. Even though you're feeling wrong, but
you would also guess that all of them tests go to Porton Down and they're just gathering data on...
DNA stuff, isn't it? We know this. It's DNA.
What we need, Fatty, is some kind of millionaire philanthropist, with bitch tits, to maybe put it in some kind of mosquito or something, just release it to everybody.
Yeah, then just injects everybody with a serum that helps us all.
Because unknowingly. What he's doing. Yeah. He's not creating a new Lyme disease, he's creating something that helps everybody.
Yeah. A new room and race.
Mosquito bitch tits.
Yeah, anyway, so maybe I might do some. The WHO, the World Health Organization, last time we said it released a story saying that aspartame is carcinogenic. Now it's released another story saying it is carcinogenic, but it's safe as long as you don't drink 14 cans every day.
No, just a little bit.
Just a bit of carcinogenicism is all right.
As long as you don't drink too much. As long as you don't drink too much. 10 fags are all right a day, as long as you don't have 25.
Just one sniff of gas is all right.
Yeah.
Don't drink
one
a
line
lot
of Charlie's
gas,
fine. Don't do a gram.
don't do 10 grams a day. Aspartame does not pose a cancer risk at current consumption levels, the WHO says.
What does that mean?
The World Health Organization bosses rule today. Have you seen how they write these stories? Does not pose a cancer risk at current consumption levels. The World Health Organization bosses ruled today. Ruled it.
Da-dum. That's it. Rubber stamped.
The artificial sweetener, there's a clue why it's harmful.
Artificial.
Yeah. Added to Diet Coke is now officially listed as being possibly carcinogenic to humans. I always get twitchy when they use the word possibly.
Fucking hell. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Following a major safety review, not just a safety review, it's a major safety review. But only people who consume excessive quantities face a heightened risk. A panel of experts concluded.
Interested as well.
It's all over now. Face a heightened home. Yeah.
Face a heightened risk. So you still face a risk, but they face a heightened risk.
You can imagine a Diet Coke NCP breathing a sigh of relief now that they can just drink 10 cans a day instead of 14.
Well, do you know what? Wouldn't you guess, right, that gave Diet Coke a phone call and said, "We're going to release this thing, but don't worry, we'll blow it over in a couple of days."
Yeah, yeah,
fine. You would also guess Diet Coke sales probably didn't even dip.
No, I'd say they went up because people would say, "Shove you, I'm going to have more." People are saying to them, "Oh, that Diet Coke's dangerous for you."
Well, it's basically a Diet Coke advert, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. What did his dad used to do when we told him about smoking? He'd light one up, wouldn't he?
Yeah. If I didn't smoke these fags, killed you too.
Yeah,
nice.
Thanks for that. We were pleased to know, right, that Over 60s now, health bosses in the UK have approved a new jab aimed at slashing hospital admissions and deaths among the elderly due to a cold-causing bug that has been approved for use in the UK. Regulators have given the green light to British pharma giant GSK's jab against respiratory syncytial RSV anyway, making it the first to be approved for over 60s. So just over 60s this, Chris.
Right.
So we didn't get you with first 10 or whatever it is now, rooster boosted. Now, all with the Kung Flu, now yeah. We're going to give you an RSV one as well. So you can get a triple dart finish, a three dart finish in one into your arm.
Walking around with jabs hanging out your arm.
No, the headline actually said, over 60s, we'll have to roll the sleeves up again. Get another jab.
We'll have to.
Yeah. Making it the first to be approved for over 60s, RSV is a common infection that leads to an estimated 175,000 GP visits, 14,000 hospitalizations, and 8,000 deaths. Apart from 2020, there were no deaths. None from RSV. You didn't get deaths from RSV in 2020. It went from 8,000 in 2019 to none in 2020 and 2021.
What a coincidence.
Yes. That must have been global warming.
It's because people were mingling.
They weren't mingling, that were it, yeah. But they could get other one by not mingling, but not this one. Yeah. But it's highly contagious, Chris. Remember that.
Right. Fucking hell, what's going on.
Yeah.
Just give it me. I don't give a fuck.
Just give it me. Yeah, just give it me. I'll have it. Yeah. Inject me an eyeball.
One in eyeball, one in me.
Yeah. Nostril.
I'll take whatever you give it.
Global climate warming change. The Washington Post. Earth is at its hottest in thousands of years, and here's how we know. Thousands.
Yeah. I saw an article saying it were 123,000.
Right, 120. Yeah, it says here 125,000 years. In recent days, as Earth has reached its highest average temperatures in recorded history since 1854. Scientists have made a bolder claim. It's a claim, Chris. And it's a bolder claim.
Scientists.
It may well be warmer than any time in the last 125,000 years. Now that doesn't sound that certain. They've made a bolder doesn't sound too certain, that does it? Made a bolder claim, that's not certain.
I need to see Brian Cox graph for that. Yeah. It may
be warmer than at any time in the last, 125, there's quite a few years and hours and minutes there, isn't there?
Unbelievable. 125,000 years.
Observations from both satellites and the Earth's surface are indisputable. The planet has warmed rapidly over the past 44 years. As far back as 1850, data from weather stations all over the globe make clear that Earth's average temperature have been rising.
It's just this whole shit show is put to bed now, isn't it? There literally is no argument anymore.
It's indisputable, Chris. Indisputable. Yeah. Indisputable. You can't argue against it. Nothing you can argue.
Do you know something?
Observations
I've always wondered,
from both,
you know,
satellites. Satellites haven't been around for 125,000 years.
Like steampunk satellites.
Yeah. Flying pterodactyl satellites.
I've always wondered, you know, and I think this might be it. I've always wondered why they show the weather so often. You know, after every hour or two on TV, after every news report, they show the weather, No one, do you ever listen to it? You just kind of zone out. You know, whenever you did watch TV, you just zoned out, didn't listen to it. Is this what they were
probably making it so
getting
important?
Ready for?
Making
yeah,
it so
now
important.
It's a drama, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and the more they go on about it, the more I'm hearing people actually say, "Oh, it's warm, isn't it?" It's like it, in France, right? It were 30 degrees. Yeah, it's July. It's 30 degrees.
It should be 30 degrees.
I haven't been there for 4 years. And guess what? 4 years ago, it was 30 degrees. That's why I went.
I wish it were 30 degrees, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I went. I went because it was 30 degrees and it was shit here, right?
Chasing the sun, yeah.
I was chasing the sun. And they're trying it back then. I seem to remember. And there's warmer years, and there's cooler years, isn't there? It's just how it is.
What was it last year in England?
There were 2 days apparently. That were, but it's how they're measuring it, isn't it? I mean, you imagine, right, going back 150 years, the equipment they had to measure a temperature. They'll just looked at a reading and said, oh, it's X degrees today, and then left it. They're now measuring it every, they've got digital ones that measure it every second, hoping to find that, that millisecond that's at 44 degrees that they, they can say it's the hottest day ever. Yeah.
Well, they're on some tarmac in an airport where it's boiling.
Yeah.
I mean, that last summer when it was boiling, I was in Folkestone with Seb, my son, having a beer on the beach. It was lovely.
Can't do that, Chris. You can't do that. We'll come to that in a sec. Ed Sheeran's Pittsburgh concert sees 17 hospitalisation for heat related issues. I'm sure it's not hate. Anyway. this is already starting where they're cancelling. There's a funny one, actually. Where is it? I'm going to put it on this. Concert cancelled due to rain. Due to bad weather.
Is that a piss take?
No, I thought they were in concert somewhere in Outer Hebrides and weather were terrible.
No. I mean, is it a piss take on us, is what I mean?
Quite possibly, might be. But Ed Shipbag's concert been cancelled as well. So on the BBC, it said the world's average temperature reached a new high on Monday, the 3rd of July, topping 17 degrees Celsius for the first time. Scientists say reading was the highest in any instrumental record dating back to the end of the 19th century. The heat, so dating back to the end of the 19th century, so it were hotter before that then, that's what they're saying. The high heat, is due to a combination of El Nino weather event, which is a natural happening, Chris. That's got nothing to do with global climate warming change. And ongoing emissions from carbon dioxide. Now, what gets me about this carbon dioxide bollocks is they put catalytic converters on your car. They said you could put your mouth over exhaust.
You don't get them fumes like you used to, do you?
No, fire. No. If you've got a diesel car, you have to put that stuff in, that additive in as well every now and again into your,
right.
For another, all these things that these scientists, have come up with, then according to these people, haven't worked yet. The same scientists still get hundreds of millions of dollars of grant money together. Same ones, even though last time they spent that hundreds of million dollars, it didn't work. How's that work? Same universities. Surely, anybody with a brain cell would say, well, hang on a minute, London School of Economics or whatever, we gave you all this money to come up with this bullshit 10 years ago, 5 years ago, and it's turned out it's wrong, so we're not giving any more now. How about that one? Or I could be, I've bitched it and say, here you go, just flush it down the toilet. Don't make business sense,
does it?
Going back
to when we spoke to Master Lee that time, and I always think about that when he said, what's been solved in the last 30 years? And when you think back from, now we're in 2023, back to 2005.
Yeah.
Nothing's happened, has it? We've not invented. Nothing has happened.
No.
I mean, I think probably battery power is the only thing that's happened. We got given computers in 2000 and mobile phones, and it's like everything just stopped.
Yeah.
I mean, things have got
somebody sent some emails in about the flat screens and stuff saying that there were flat screens in...
I saw that,
Yeah. Japan and stuff like that. And
no, he said that someone he knew worked in, his mate's dad worked in Sony in 1984, and he saw flat screens then, that they were ready for release.
So you got flat screens and touch screens. And I mean, DARPA were well known to be into this stuff, this technology.
Well, I tell you what, Faye, I remember this, right? Because it was in the late 90s, I'm guessing, going up to 2000, or maybe in the 2000s. But anyway, I remember going to buy a TV, and literally 1 week I went in and they had the big fat, you know,
projector
TVs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then went in a while after and they'd all gone. So all these companies that make TV, Samsung, Philips, whoever, all at exactly the same time, I've got rid of all the other ones and all the flat screens walk in.
Yeah.
Now you can't tell me that's not some kind of corporate dodginess.
Also, where have all those old ones gone? Just throw them in bin. So all these people that are telling us that we can't do this and can't do that, we're not the ones inventing this shite.
Yeah.
We didn't invent any of this. We didn't ask for plastic bags or cardboard straws or plastic straws. We didn't invent that stuff.
No, just use it because
it's the consumers that want it. No, we didn't want it. There were no riots on the streets saying we want cheese in his burgers.
I need a flat screen TV.
I need a flat screen TV.
I'd have been happy with that old square dial-up black and white one if you'd have never told me there was anything else.
Exactly.
Do you know the one? The one, it does get me, the flat screen TV and the touch screen and the iPhones and all that lot. I do think it is some kind of weird held or given to us technology. Without sounding loony.
Quite possibly. I don't. We'll never know that, will we? But look. Whatever other entities there are, I'm a firm believer there are other entities.
But that now, is do
I think they come
one...
from the place that I've always thought they come from, which was outer space? No, I don't anymore. I'm still going along with the bigger Earth thing, personally, or other Earth type of. And I don't care if it's flat, round. I don't care. I don't bother sending me any emails. I don't care. But I don't believe the narrative that people are telling us. If you're telling me what Brian Cox is telling me, then he's lying. I don't believe him.
So, I mean, it's the hottest it's been for 125,000.
I don't believe you.
Don't fucking believe you.
I don't believe you at all. I don't.
But when you think about it, when I was a youngster and I used to read 2000 AD magazine, all the futures were always about travel, weren't they? We're going to travel to here, we're going to travel to there, we're going to have flying cars, we're going to have the... None of that ever materialized.
No.
And where it went instead was communication, which was the internet and mobile phones.
And it's strange to call it communication, but nobody can communicate. Or the communication that they actually have is so retarded.
Mm.
You know, it's now down to texting or sending images, which is basically hieroglyphics. Mm. And of emojis and things that they actually meet, or LOL, or whatever it is.
I don't want to sound like an old man here, right? But the sad part of it is, when I moved away when I was like 18, my mates, and you imagine my mates up north, still wrote we wrote letters to each other.
Soft bastards.
and I don't, you know, I'm not reminiscing, I'm not saying that things shouldn't move on or whatever, but the mobile phone, you know, texting and stuff has literally caused that 1984 where it's getting rid of language and it's just instead of saying,
Chris, a letter cannot be tracked, can it? Unless all your mail's been opened. Yeah. It can't be a text message or an email or a message on Facebook. They're all saved somewhere. Something's saving all that rubbish.
Well, that can be it can be a data bank.
Yeah, well, it is a data bank, isn't it? Whereas a letter in your drawer is not getting scanned. Unless somebody's physically, it's too hard to follow, isn't it? There's too much work to do. There's too intensive. Whereas when you send a text, it's automatically saved.
Yeah, I bet they're regretting that one. The amount of shit texts everyone sends.
I don't know, because I think a lot of that stuff
I was joking, but
I know you were.
You can tap into it if you need to. That's the thing.
It's all energy drain.
They're not going to listen to everybody, but. If they need to tap into someone, they can tap into them.
It's all energy draining as well, isn't it? Just like this heat. This, what do they call it? The Cerberus heat wave hell.
Is Cerberus is that the three-headed dog?
Yeah. That's what they're calling it.
Yeah. Why not? Might as well name it after a Greek monster.
Yeah. Hope you didn't faint in the heat was the headline. Cerberus heat wave hell. Hope we didn't faint in the heat. In Dante's Inferno, Cerberus is placed in the third circle of hell, guarding over the gluttons, where he rends the spirits, flays and quarters them. As Europe basks under the sun and Brits flock to enjoy the Mediterranean as it melts, men online at... You can see it there. I've copied and pasted it.
Insane.
The Mail Online outlines how extreme heat can affect the body. Brain. Heat can interfere with attention, concentration, and decision making, increasing the risk of accidents and injuries. Chris,
reading the Daily Mail can do all of those things.
Yeah,
affect your brain.
Yeah, skin as well as sunburn. The skin can also develop heat rashes, which can be itchy and uncomfortable.
Oh God,
that's a nightmare, isn't it? Muscles, electrolytes, and minerals vital for muscle function are lost through sweat, increasing the risk of muscle cramps. I mean, that must be shocking.
Muscle cramps.
Heat can trigger an elevated heart rate and worsen symptoms of heart conditions. The lungs, dry, hot, and polluted air can irritate the lungs, worsening asthma and other respiratory conditions, Chris. Feet and ankles, cankles, as blood vessels expand. Expand. They've expanded.
We're walking around with big clown feet.
Like Euro tunnels. Yeah. fluid can leak into the surrounding tissue. That's just in your feet and ankles, though. Doesn't happen anywhere else. Doesn't happen in your wrists or just your feet and ankles. Triggering swelling in the feet and ankles.
Isn't that a byproduct of the jibber jab?
No,
say.
Chris, you're just reading too much into that. It's a heat. Yeah.
Sorry,
heat.
Talking fucking crazy again.
Ed Sheeran, people were collapsing at Ed Sheeran's concert. One, because of his shite music, and they were sick of hearing it. I mean, to me, that's
forgot to point out, actually,
in
that Ed Sheeran contract. Contract,
probably right.
Two people, a few of them had heart attacks, didn't they? And I think two of them worked there. Right. One of them worked on the... I think one was an ambulance driver, one was working on the rigging, you know, the stage. Right. Two of them actually had heart attacks, which reminded me of that Travis, what is it? Concert.
Travis Scott.
I think he said in that article, 37 people were hospitalized at the Ed Sheeran concert. They put it all down to heat strokes.
Not the ears blowing up.
I think it were only, I get confused with Fahrenheit, but I think he said it was 60 degrees Fahrenheit. What's that?
Whatever it was, it melted them in the spot.
And everything you pointed out here in this thing where this woman's in dark red, because she's got to be dark red, pretty sure all these can be solved by drinking some water.
How scorching temperatures can affect the body? Veins. Warm weather makes the blood thicker, stickier, increasing the risk of clots.
Again, I mean, I don't want to bring it up, but... I read an article a year or so ago. It was an Indian newspaper saying that the reason people were getting clots was because of the heat. In India.
I mean, right. It's hot in India. Greece closes the Acropolis as baking visitors collapse. Baking, Chris, like
dominoes. Like, it's going down like dominoes.
Like a Yorkshire tea cake. British tourists across the Mediterranean are bracing themselves for record 14.8 degree temperatures. Bracing themselves. Too hot to go outside. Tourists on the Mediterranean are told to avoid the beach and stay indoors during the heat wave. Heatwave Sharon, as experts warn, this will be the coolest summer of your life due to climate change. How does that work? Coolest
that like?
Summer of your life. Don't know. Didn't read that when I copied and pasted it, but that's what it said. So these two here were somebody, nobody can see this picture, obviously, but they don't look like they're overeating, Chris, do they?
No, we've got no umbrella on it. They're
just playing cards. He's sat in his deck chair. Somebody.
Speedos on.
Yeah. Doesn't look 50 degrees there, does it? Don't look 50 degrees.
No. Looks fine.
Look at that map, Chris.
I know. I put one on Instagram. I put one on the Sheet Farm Instagram saying, just because it's dark red doesn't mean it's a problem.
Yeah. So Death Valley approaches global heat record as US reels from extreme weather. The US, not Death Valley, the whole of the US reels from extreme
heat weather. That's why it's called Death Valley. It's always been hot.
Temperatures in Death Valley, which run along part of California's border with Nevada, reached 53.3 degrees Celsius on Sunday.
Yeah, but I don't think that's that bad for Death Valley.
No. They aptly named Furnace Creek. It's called Furnace Creek, Chris.
It's called Furnace Creek in Death Valley.
Yeah.
It gets hot there every year.
Yeah.
But it's got 53 this year. Yeah.
The National Weather Service said the hottest temperature ever recorded was 56.7 in 1913 at Furnace Creek, said Randy Kevney of the World Meteorological Organization. Just where the body. The body was recognized as the keeper of world records.
So why was it hotter in 1913 then?
You've got to ignore that bit.
Right.
Think of that as that's 2013. Don't think
that
it
was
3 degrees.
That was over 3 degrees hotter.
Yeah, but so, that heat then wasn't as hot as that heat now, even though that's lower.
Different kind of heat.
Different kind of heat. Here's a graph.
Right.
Yeah. Shows you.
Okay. Oh yeah. Okay.
Graph shows you.
Fuck it. Do you know what? Fixed picture.
Also, when they measured that, their records at that point in 1913 weren't as accurate as these digital records that these two ladies have done. So it's 55 degrees apparently there. Yeah. Do they look like they're in 55 degree heat?
No, they haven't even got sweat patches.
And they're not slim either, are they?
No.
Right?
I mean, if I'll get
the
mugged,
phone still working.
I wouldn't want her running after the mugger.
No. Are their phones still working? Who's taking the picture? It hasn't stopped in 55 degrees. None of them have got any sweat patches. None of them.
They look quite happy.
They do look quite happy. I'm surprised they're not on fire. I think her hat's on fire. But anyway, before we go, let's get away from this temperature nonsense. I've noticed a few
you've got to laugh at it, though, fire. One thing I was going to say, you've got to laugh at it because there's no other way to deal with this bullshit.
No.
You've got to laugh at it and mock it. And if anyone mentions it, just say you're talking shite.
Yeah. What I've also noticed is that a lot of famous people are coming out now and saying they've got some kind of mental issue, not just depression and things, ADHD, autism, they're on the spectrum, even Tourette's.
It's funny, actually, in fact, me and my missus were talking about this today because her cousin, and she's, I'm guessing, same age as Lou, so she's in her 40s, and she's now come out and said she's got autism.
Right.
So she's telling you that she's got autism.
She's been that finished?
I don't know. I'm guessing so. I don't know. I haven't seen her for years, but she ain't got autism. I've met her. You know, she's...
I think these people are showing signs of brain damage or from something, food, water, but also, chlorine, fluoride, whatever.
But also, it's EMS. the weird thing about this and the 10 years or whatever years of running the ADHD, autism thing, I'm on the spectrum, thing down your throat, people are proud to have it. That's the weird thing. They've made it so, she's openly said.
Well, I'll tell you what it does.
I've got autism. I mean, what a weird thing saying, why they've programmed us to want to be part of that club, which is weird.
Well, just like banging pots and pans.
We've talked about it before with films and stuff where being autistic's all right because it's a bit cool and it just means that you've got to have your knife and fork in a certain place when you have your dinner. And but it's not that, is it? You know, severe autism is you're banging your head against the wall in agony.
Yeah.
And you're severely handicapped. Parents are going through it. Yeah, people are going through hell for it. But they've made this cool version of it.
Autism light.
Yeah. And it's an insult to people who are autistic.
I know people who have got autistic kids and their life's changed forever. Not just the child, but the parents as well. It's just the lives aren't, that nobody's ever going to be able to live. Just like people, whatever anybody wants to say about Lyme disease, I know people who are bedridden. I'll class myself as one of the lucky ones. For whatever reason the luck was, I found my way out of it in some way. Maybe it didn't damage me like it damaged other people. And so their lives have changed forever. And, you know, these people now, this Rob McElhenney, who owns Wrexham with, what's he called, that other actor, Ryan Reynolds. He said he's been diagnosed with a host of neurodevelopmental disorders and learning disabilities at age 46. Why would he be interested then? Why is an actor, this guy? I mean, if he had learning disabilities, how could he learn scripts on stage and act? Now, if you're in pain and it's causing you depression and thing, but how's...
going back 15 years or so, what is it when you want to clean all the time? And they said Beckham
obsessive compulsive disorders.
Yeah. And I remember...
The only programs were on, weren't they?
Yeah, well, I remember it first leaking into my life. I was at work, and a girl who we worked with said, "Oh, I'm a bit what's the shortened version of that?
OCD.
OCD, sorry. I'm a bit OCD." And I remember saying, "You're not that OCD. Look at the state of that fucking microwave. Clean it out." But that's when I remember seeing it start, where people were happy with these things and say, "I'm a bit OCD. I'm a bit this, I'm a bit that. I'm a bit on the spectrum."
Yeah.
And proud of it. And it's very strange.
But
very
he's proud strange. Of being damaged in some way. I don't understand that. Why would he be proud? It's not wrong with being proud of who you are, but why don't you ask questions as to why the fuck am I like this?
Why is there a rise in it? Why did this never exist?
Why did this never exist?
Why all of a sudden? Oh, well, it was underdiagnosed. No, it wasn't. Because I was a kid at school and there weren't loads of people ill. And with
listen to this one. Mum diagnosed with Down syndrome, age 23. People don't believe she has a condition. Ashley Zambelli was diagnosed with mosaic Down syndrome in February 2023 after ongoing genetic testing, which revealed she had an extra chromosome.
What does that mean?
Well, it basically means that all of a sudden she's now got Down syndrome.
But
she had
in Down
again. Why
syndrome,
just
quite
now?
obvious
Why
from
now?
being.
Yeah,
I thought Down
thought
syndrome
I
was
would have thought so.
diagnosed. I thought it could be diagnosed
I thought that's
in.
why they scanned people when they were
Yeah,
pregnant.
you can be.
That's why they scanned.
Yeah,
She's only 23, so she would have been
so,
scanned. We
yeah.
weren't scanned because we're old
No.
bastards. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, without being horrible, I think you're literally scanned with given the option of a termination
Yes.
these days. And she would have been in that bracket at 23.
Female golf, professional
I'm not
golfer.
saying she should have been terminated, by the way.
Yeah.
Just,
A female golfer. I found my triggers. Charlie Hull on dealing with ADHD diagnosis. She says she knows what her triggers are after being diagnosed with a severe attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. The 27-year-old has recently taken time off from the golf course as she struggled mentally, but now she's received the diagnosis of ADHD. So these aren't children. These are
No.
things that children were getting. Now
Yeah.
people in their 20s are getting these. Melanie Sykes self-identifies as having Tourette's syndrome 2 years after finding out she's autistic. The
What?
52-year-old TV and radio presenter, best known for hosting Today with Des and Mel and Let's Do Lunch, revealed in 2021 she had been diagnosed with autism.
Ah, bollocks. That's fucking horse shit, isn't it?
She's just written a book as well about it,
Right,
funnily
yeah,
enough.
autistic, yeah,
Yeah.
people write
And she's
books, yeah.
mates with that, who's that guy who were on Peter Kay? That other guy, his mate, who bouncer with him. Get what it's called.
Oh, the guy who's actually got three, he's got three autistic
He,
children, hasn't
yeah. I mean, I remember seeing him on, you mentioned it, seeing him on a TV show asking that doctor, could it be
Yes.
jab related? And the doctor said
Yeah.
no. And he went, all right then. I mean,
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but you, and now his
If.
wife has been diagnosed with autism as well.
Mental.
And so it's Liam Payne of he were a member of that super band No Direction, reveals manic moments after being diagnosed with a couple of conditions. Liam Payne has spoken candidly about his mental health struggles in a touching video for fans, admitting he doesn't feel so great at the moment.
I mean, I don't want to be funny, and I've spoke about this with my missus. When we were kids, I would have definitely been. I didn't have any disease or ADHD. I was a destructive little bastard who liked smashing windows and setting fireworks off. But I would have been diagnosed with ADHD, and I'd have been drugged off my tits now.
Yeah, so would I,
Would I?
because I would,
Yeah, we both would.
I would,
Talkative,
yeah.
interrupting, chatty, whatever.
Yeah.
But disruptive in class, I would, and all, somewhere between disruptive and daydreaming, right? You would have been diagnosed with ADHD. But
Drugged out of his
is it
mind.
just that you're bored out of your mind in a class where you've got to sit still for an hour? That's what I
Well,
would
yeah, but I
predict
mean,
that to
this, that as children, this is different level, isn't it?
be. No, but I'm saying though, in fact, we you would have got labelled, and most of your mates at school would have got labelled one of these things just for being slightly disruptive.
Well, they're loving now
When
putting
you're talking
labels
in
on
your
it.
20s, when you're
Yeah.
talking in your 20s, it just didn't make any sense. And that
30s, 40s, 50s,
50s,
even.
yeah.
But I think as well, they're trying to label people. And obviously, they're going to use celebrities to label people that if you've got this, that means you've got that. If you've got that
And
symptom, that
also
means you've got this.
by celebrities doing it, people don't mind getting on the back, like that girl who had obsessive compulsive disorder, because Beckham's got it, so it's all right, you know what I mean? Because
Yeah.
he's done all right for
Yeah,
himself.
look
I
at
might as well
David
jump
Beckham. He's
on that
done all right. Yeah.
bandwagon, get a
Yeah.
toupee and some tattoos.
Yeah. Get some spray on air.
Why don't you do that instead of pretending that you can clean fucking microwave oven when you can't?
Yeah. But I mean, all these OCDs and Tourette's that were in around about the two. The thing is, to do something within this materialistic world successfully, you have actually got to have a routine. If you're a successful sportsman, you've got to do the same things over and over again. That is a
Well,
routine.
we all have routines as
And
well,
we've
fact,
all
don't
got
we? Everyone
routines.
has those little weird little
Yeah.
things they do, but then they've made it into a thing that isn't a
Yes.
thing.
Yes.
You know, I go to work and I put on my a Donald Byrd album every morning. It doesn't make me OCD.
No. I thought you were going to mention women's clothing then.
No, I'm going to mention I put on a certain Donald Byrd album, New Perspective,
Thought you were
when I get
saying a
to
Dolly
work.
Bird outfit. You know, but I understand what
In
you
fact,
mean. Yeah. And you wake
No,
up,
in
you might have a
fact,
cup of coffee, and you might have it every morning, for argument's sake.
That's your routine.
That's your routine. People have routines. And now, all of a sudden, routines now come. But not only that, Chris, our routines heightened where you live in a house. I remember when I had my door shop, I delivered some doors to a house. This guy said, can you deliver them? And it was in Birstall, in Batley. If you're listening eye for an eye, you know where that is. And I went into his, went to this guy's house, and there were newspapers, right, stacked up. And honestly, they were taller than me, these newspapers. You were actually scared they were going to fall on you. It were a hoarder,
right?
Yeah. And I'm thinking, where the fuck's are going to fit these doors? You can't even get into the house.
Right.
You know,
I find
anyway,
that
I delivered
fascinating,
four
the hoarder
doors.
thing.
Yeah. So hoarding newspapers, and I was smelting newspapers, you know. God knows how long I've been collecting them. They were just stacks of, it was just a little terrace, like a terraced house. Yeah. And it was just a normal house, and guy would quite not. But, and I'm surprised.
Well, that probably was quite shocking to you then, because that was before the hoarder thing was a
in
thing.
early 90s.
Before,
Early 90s,
yeah.
that.
And then it became a, I
When
used
I
to
had
watch
Dom's
those hoarder
doors. When I
TV.
had Dom's doors.
Dom's Doers.
Dom's doers.
I used to watch those hoarder TV shows. I found them fascinating.
I know. With cockroaches all over the house and rats and mice
Yeah.
running around.
Yeah. Well, it usually spanned back to the childhood where they were skint, basically.
But I would say that that is another, right? If you think about how you control a society, wouldn't you like an OCD person or somebody who's on the, you've told they're on the spectrum now? Because now you can control them with the soma drugs that they're hand out like confetti. You don't want somebody who looks after themselves who doesn't need these pharmaceutical drugs. If you get diagnosed with ADHD, I'm sure, they never mentioned it in any of these stories, I'm sure they're drugged.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah.
I'm sure they're on
Everything's got a drug.
some
Yeah,
sort of drug.
and any one of these diagnoses is fine, equals a drug,
Yeah.
100%.
And
That's what
is
I'm
it
saying.
any,
When
yeah.
I was a kid, I would have been off my tits.
Yeah, we would.
And as
Most
far as
kids
mum and
would
dad have
be.
gone along with it, oh yeah,
Yeah.
he's a bit fucking disruptive.
Yeah. I also have to ask myself how much of these, and I keep asking myself this. I know the jabs have affected people, and we know that there's been several different types of jabs. Some of them have been more potent than some others, and some have been saline like jabs. But I also have to say that 5G were turned on at the same time, and a lot of these things could be related to that as well. Maybe people who have had the most potent tap are more likely to get something with 5G. But we're getting Friday. When I were in France, the hotel had the pool at on the roof, and I looked across the buildings, and I saw there were three towers in front of me. I looked behind me, and there were another couple, and there were Wi-Fi stuff all over the place. And you know, we are getting fried, sadly, and we never know what impact these things are having on us because
And if
there's
I'm
no
honest,
measurement of it. And these bastards don't care.
there's nothing you can do about that, though. Not really, unless you're going to go and live in a wood or in a mountain.
No, I mean, and he's still going to get fried to a certain point as well. And coming back to the mental side of it, then you've got the trans thing, where you've got up to being 16, you can't even, well, 18, you can't even vote in this country. You can go in the army at 16 and die for your country, but you can't vote. But yet, at 10-year-old, you can override your parents and have your nads cut off and have some mud flaps fitted. How no, but how does that? How does how is that? I can't get my head around that one point there because
No.
that. And I think Jordan Peterson, and I don't listen to Jordan Peterson. It was Ed that was said it, but he was saying that most people who are trans would have got to 18. And either grown out of that period or turned gay.
Yeah.
That's what would have happened. And there's nothing wrong with that. And some of them would have been trans people. Because there are some, man. There's no denying
Yeah,
that there are
but
some.
of course they are, but the one thing that they never talk about is the fact that 10 years ago, say, it was 0.0 point whatever 1% of the population. And what they've done for it is they've used these, like the feminist movement and the 60s and the black movement and whatever, they've used that and they've made out that this is the same thing, but it isn't, because it's not just a minority, it's a minority of nothing.
Yeah, it's a minority of
And they've
zero.
t
And
but what's fascinating about this is they've turned it into a thing, and then youngsters hear it and they get on it and they get on the back
yes,
of it.
just like global climate warming change.
Exactly. But you
Down to
can't
this
tell
point, Chris,
people.
right? Trans cyclist wins female race to prove a point as they blast selfish fellow competitors. So you've got a bloke goes into a women's site, and I've heard this about a weightlifter as well, and he didn't even wear a wig or makeup or out, just turned up as a bloke, taking the piss, won a women's weightlifting contest, yeah, because he was so sick of hearing all this shite. That is how
All right, so he did
insane.
it. He did it. What do you mean? He did it as
Well, he
a
wasn't a trans or
reaction.
up like that. He just took, I think it was in Canada, he turned up to a
He said,
women's weightlifting
I'm
contest. I'm a woman. I'm identifying as a woman today. He
a...
turned up and won because obviously he's
I
stronger.
hope. But is he doing that as a rebel against the
Doing it.
bullshit? Yeah.
Yeah. But there was a video I put on one of those Matrix ones, and he showed a Scottish lady. She were talking about that they're putting cat litter trays in a Scottish school because of how many kids are identifying as cats.
Yeah, why not? You might as well. I mean, like we said before, I'd
You
have
put
definitely
cat
gone
litter
on back
trays
of
in a fucking
that
school, Chris.
as
Well,
a kid. Is that true, though?
apparently.
I don't know.
I mean, that is right. If a kid goes in and says they're a cat, I was watching something on Ed's show today, and he said they had these two strange looking characters on. One of them said he was a hybrid of a vampire and a werewolf.
Saw that, yeah. With a straight
Now,
face.
with a straight face, serious, yeah. So when he meets people who are hybrids, he starts itching.
Dog.
And I'm thinking, you know, a few years ago, that would be meant you'd be mentally ill. If you thought you were something you were not, you were delusional. Now, to question that, you're classed as delusional.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where it's gone topsy-turvy.
That is where it's gone insane. Down to this point here, which I've kept till the last thing. So they came up with this idea: body exploration rooms in German nurseries. It's been banned by the sound of it, but supervised play encourages children to undress and touch each other.
What?
This were in the Sunday Times, I do believe. Yeah, Sunday Times.
But even though they're saying there the body exploration rooms are banned at German nurseries, they're still putting it out there, aren't they? That's the
Yes,
thing.
doesn't matter if it's banned. It's
No.
irrelevant.
Why are you reporting that story?
Yeah, I know.
You just wonder who controls all this shite fire.
But how can anybody with a brain, right? Anybody with a clear thinking brain, a grown up brain, a brain that sees stuff, how can't they see that that's not right? You're not a cat. If you're a bloke, you're a bloke. If you're a woman, you're a woman. You might be gay. Who cares? Move on. Nobody. It's not that we don't like anybody. It's just that you know what I mean? Just move on. We don't need rainbow stickers and unicorns. I don't need it. I don't need men in drag dancing in front of kids. Why aren't there any women dancing in front of kids?
Yeah,
If
with a mud
Peter
flopper.
Stringfellow, if he were alive and he brought all his strippers to a school, they'd probably get locked up. Probably get locked up. And yet, trannies can go around doing gyrating things. Just don't make sense. None of it makes
No, it's
sense.
not
Just
supposed to, though.
insanity.
Just
Just
like
insanity.
Hamilton picking up plastic bottles when he races around in a
What, you're telling me that ain't real?
rocket ship with wheels on.
He had a red private jet as well. He had a red private jet. He got rid of it though because he said, you know, so now he's flying around in a different one. But can you
It's
imagine?
fascinating.
I think they take something like three, each racing team takes something like two jumbos or something like that, flying all the
Yeah,
cars
because you got all
around
the cars and
gates.
all the
Imagine how
stuff
much
in it.
thing, yeah. It's really
And
important
then
as well.
you do that with three jumbo jets, and then you land it, and then you fly this rocket ship with wheels around stressed out for 24 hours.
What's wrong with that, Chris? And then he
No, but
picks some plastic bottles up.
he flicks the basketball balls up this is the insane insanity mad shit we're living in. It's just got madder, hasn't it? It's just got madder and madder and madder.
Absolutely. And
And I don't think they'd have got away with all this madness that they're delivering us now without the bivouac nonsense for the last 3 years where they've
well, I
brainwiped
think it was a
everybody.
slow crank up. I mean, they've obviously been
It was,
destroying
but what I
everything,
mean
but
is by delivering the bivouac fire, then they can now just fire any shit at you and test what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I mean, like,
have you seen Lewis Hamilton's fashion? Look at, okay, you can't see that, can you? It wears Mui Mui vests and jeans. Yeah, sponsored by all these things. You should look his fashion up. It looks good anyway.
He's a total whore, isn't he? He's a system whore, isn't he?
I mean, plastic someone bottles has to, up, though.
Someone has to place him in them clothes, so he's clearly... Yeah, is it, whether he knows it or not, he is.
Balmain he wears. It's Balmain or something like that. He wears all these clothes.
I don't know. I know nothing about him. I've never watched the racing.
Look at his car, look at boots he's wearing. I mean, if one of your mates turned up like that, you'd say, "I ain't going out with you. You look like a twat." There's no way I'm going out with you.
You said that to me.
Yeah. You only ever wear a vest. I'm not saying I'm world's best dressed man. I mean, look, hang on a minute, where's that picture gone? That's gone.
You know, you do know we're only doing audio, so there's no point showing
pictures. Yeah, I know. Funny though, that some of these pictures, but anyway, okay, we will leave it there. If you remember, you join us in the second hour, we will see you over onto hour two.
Oh, just let me give a
and Chris is going to interrupt me as usual. Go on, Chris.
No, I just want to give a quick shout out to Michael because he sent me a 7-inch record of Clubs of Rome, and he's got. We'll put it on as the thumbnail for this show, I think, because it's got a sheep farm kind of logo on this, which were an 80s band who were pumping out, I suppose, conspiratorial music in the 80s.
Fantastic.
Apparently, they never went anywhere, and the music's not that.
That's
good,
surprising.
To be fair.
Yeah.
But the cover is there. It's got like four sheep on it. So thanks for that, Mike. And we have discussions about. I ain't got it here.
All right.
I'll take a picture of it and we'll put it on as a thumbnail.
All right, cool. All right. Well, we'll wrap up here. And thanks for joining us. We'll see you in the second hour, or we'll see you next week.
Bye.